USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After a nearly 15-hour-long voterama in Washington, D.C., the Senate voted early Wednesday morning to pass the framework of the disputed $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package with zero Republican support. The vote at 4 a.m. Eastern was procedural and the first step in the budget reconciliation process that will allow Democrats to pass the package without a single Republican vote. The vote on Wednesday was 50-49, straight down party lines. Republican Senator Bill Hagerty of Tennessee tells Fox Business this spending by lawmakers is out of control.
They wanted to sweep it under the table, put some bipartisan momentum in place so they could move really what their great goal is, and that's this $3.5 trillion spendathon that they're underway with right now. What I did was say no. We're going to deliberate this. If the Senate is the greatest deliberative body, we're going to take a hard look at this, and I would not agree to accelerate it.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now, Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
Oregon's Democrat governor secretly signed off on a law that allows high school students to graduate without proving they can read, write, or do simple math. Oregon's Senate Bill 744 was signed by the governor in June after the Oregon House passed the bill 38-18. The Oregon Senate then approved the measure in a 16-13 vote. Charles Boyle, an aide to the Democrat governor, said suspending the proficiency requirements will benefit Oregon's students of color. The European Space Agency probe BepiColombo is scheduled to go into orbit around Mercury in 2025, but to reach the very hot planet, BepiColombo needs a gravity assist from neighboring Venus, so it flew within 350 miles of the planet on Tuesday on its way to Mercury. Earlier this week, another European space probe called Solar Orbiter had a brush with Venus. That spacecraft came within 5,000 miles of the planet. BepiColombo's cameras will not be deployed until it reaches Mercury. Thanks for listening. It's very well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has allowed the release of a murderer who served 40 years in prison for the murder of a developmentally disabled Fresno, California man who was buried alive. 58-year-old David Wiedert in 1980 killed Michael Morganti to cover up a $500 burglary. Morganti was his lookout in the burglary. Fresno County District Attorney Lisa Schmittkamp on Fox News says Governor Newsom should be ashamed.
The Board of Prisons, three times in a row, and this time also, they produced no information at all. In fact, the reason that Governor Brown twice and Governor Newsom once blocked the parole of this man, he has not accepted responsibility, he has not shown any remorse, and he has done nothing in prison other than not get in trouble. So he's had no rules violations, but he hasn't progressed. He hasn't accepted responsibility. He is not remorseful for this crime still to this day. And the fact that they could think, and Governor Newsom could think, that it is appropriate to let a man out of custody who took a developmentally disabled boy, took him, beat him, made him dig his own grave, stabbed him, beat him, put him in a grave, and buried him alive. When this young man, the autopsy was done, there was dirt in his lungs, which gives us the indication and the evidence that he was buried alive. It's one of the most heinous crimes we've ever seen in Fresno. And the fact that this man is walking free is despicable, and Gavin Newsom should be ashamed of himself.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.